If you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have everything. I hope you understand that. You have life abundant here on this earth, and you have eternal life with Him. It's the best decision you could make to have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. This is Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth, and it is 6:11 on this beautiful day, the day that the Lord has made. And I know that the Lord has done many things with many days, and this is the time where we talk about days.
Yeah.
Certain days that could be or could not be. Oh, Ryan, what day is it today?
We'll find out.
Okay.
It's November 12th. And there are holidays today to talk about.
Yeah.
And celebrate. Do all kinds of stuff. So I got two holidays that are real. They're today. And then there's a third one here that is made up. Made up by me.
Yeah.
So we got a National Sasquatch Awareness Day.
Okay.
Hey, look, there's Bigfoot.
Where?
It just highlights the mystery of an unknown creature said to live in forests across North America.
Okay.
I used to have like some hope that Bigfoot was real. Like, I thought, maybe, you know, there's a lot of woods. Maybe there's a Bigfoot out there.
Okay.
And then I discovered trail cameras and hunting. I'm like, this country is blanketed with cameras.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it anymore. Anyway, but okay. It's fun to think about National Sasquatch Awareness Day.
Okay.
And
I was going to say, you spend a lot of time in the woods,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
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 I'm just pointing that out.
The only bipeds I see are wearing flannel.
Okay.
Or camo. Let's see here. Then
blaze orange.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then they should be, especially right now.
Yeah.
Secondly, we got a National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day.
Okay.
Inspired by the book series, though, apparently I looked into this. The writers, they have nothing to do with this day. Like, they didn't create the day. Someone else did.
Okay.
They're like, fine, you guys can do that. But anyway.
Sure.
Little... nice
chicken soup enthusiasts,
yeah.
Or
yeah.
Just
well, it's
like
the Chicken Soup for the Soul is like a book with all.
Yeah,
this,
oh
like,
yeah, I'm familiar with the books. Yeah. I have a couple of them from way
yeah.
back.
I used to sell them, like for a company, but anyway,
gotcha.
Not anymore.
Do
not come to me for books.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, we have National Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies Day.
Sure.
Love that they have to qualify it. You could just say pizza with the works, except not completely the
anchovy.
The works.
Oh my, this brings back memories.
But that means the pineapple's on there.
What's wrong with the pineapple?
Well,
oh, I know
the pineapple
and
ham one
debate.
Works somewhat. I just got sick as a kid once when after having it, so I don't love it. But pineapple mixed with everything else seems a little bit weird.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my very first, like, real job was working at a pizza place, you know, one of those, like, primarily delivery places. I used to be the in-house cook, you know, and every once in a while, we would get that special order with the anchovies, and there was a little spot in our cooler way, 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 way back where we kept them, and we, you know, kind of sillyly had a ceremony that we had to go through. In order to put an anchovy on
the pizza. Did everyone gather around?
Yes, they did. They gathered around the cooler, and I or the other cook would have to go in, and we'd have to get them, and we'd have to bring that out. And pretty much, yeah. You know, there's Gregorian chant going on, and that sort of thing. And then, yeah, it was awful. It was just awful. You'd have to pull them out and then, like, squeeze the grease off of them.
The one time I had them, they have enough salt content in them. I don't think they'd ever go bad.
Yeah.
They never grow mold. They're just, they're pickled forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty special.
Yeah. But pizza with the works, except anchovies today.
Well, you can keep them. Yeah. Anyway. One of these days is not real.
Yeah.
I wonder which one.
At least not today.
At least not today. These are all weird. They're all just kind of out there.
Notice that, did you?
Little bit. Yeah. Yeah. No clue where to go. No clue. I can't even reason this away.
Hmm.
And you know how much I like to reason things. I'm going to say you made up National Sasquatch Awareness Day. Really? Okay.
You deserve a loud applause for that guess.
Thank you very much.
Because you're right. These are all weird, all kind of hard. I did wonder, I think we've done Pete's with the Works except Anchovies Day before, so it might have tipped your awareness that that's a real day.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. I don't break out your book if you got one.
Okay.
And Pizza with the Works except Anchovies Day is today.
All right.
National Sasquatch Awareness Day, October 20th.
There is a day.
Yep.
Why? Why, people?
My original thought, there, I saw a Bigfoot article. I was like, let's do Bigfoot Day. I look it up. Bigfoot Day doesn't exist, but National Sasquatch Awareness Day does. And we missed it. We missed it, Beth. It was in October. We've got to wait a whole year and a bit.
Oh, I feel horrible about
whole
that.
Year and a bit to celebrate this day by breaking out a Bigfoot suit and wandering around town.
I'm not going to mark my calendar for this one. No.
You're not?
No.
I'll have to do it for you.
No.
I will play again tomorrow. Here's a little church right now from Toby Mac, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.